KBOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM live and local. A pleasant Wednesday morning. I'm Scott Hayes. It is 10:08.
KBOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM live and local present the on-air chat. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Souter and Aaron Harter.
Good morning. Welcome to the on-air chat. We're brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction 342-5001. Good morning, Steve.
Aaron, good morning. How are we doing?
It's gorgeous out there.
It's about time.
Great day to talk about philanthropy.
And tennis.
And tennis.
There you go. As we continue our spotlight on philanthropy, our briefings come from ESU, from the foundation, and Jennifer Collins is responsible. I'm going to give her a shout-out this morning.
She deserves all the credit.
She sends me one of these guys every week, a couple pages, bios, and information, and I got to looking Sunday for it, and I knew it was there. I'd already seen that it was in my email, but Sunday morning I tried to open it up, and it wouldn't open up, and I panicked a little bit because I like to have it and study it a little bit, so I sent her a message. And I didn't put in the message, it's okay to, you know, wait till Tuesday and fix this, but I couldn't open it. But not Jennifer. She went to work. I think she got Teddy Davis involved. I think they spent most of the day Sunday, and before the day was over, I had my briefing. And so hats off to your staff.
I've got a great staff.
Okay. Hey, our topic today is the new Crossover Family Tennis Complex, and I'm going to read. I don't normally do this, but From the briefing, says Conco Crews. Conco is the construction company that's building. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this is this gargantuan building that's at the corner, essentially 18th and Merchant, and on the corner of the university, which will be the new front door, or at least the new, what would that be, northwest corner front door of the campus. Conco Crews continue to make great progress at Emporia State University's newest building project. The $3.8 million Crossover Family Tennis Complex, one-of-a-kind facility for tennis in our region. Anticipated to be completed in the fall of 2021, the complex will feature six new championship-quality tennis courts, two indoors and four outdoors. The new complex will house tennis teams' locker rooms, coaches' office, players' lounge, student-athlete study area, indoor court viewing deck, and outdoor patio. Most importantly, it provides an on-campus cold weather tennis training center, a valuable resource that no other MIAA tennis program can offer. Aaron, what do you think? We went on a tour yesterday.
They did that right, Steve. It is a gorgeous facility, and there's a lot of uses, not just for tennis matches, but I think the students at ESU will get a lot of use out of that facility.
Yeah, it's a great deal. And we've got the principals, the people involved with this, with us this morning. Typically, we do introductions, and then we do bios. But I'm just going to introduce everybody and tell you a little bit about them. And then we're going to talk about how this came to be. And then we'll follow up a little later in the show with some bios on what you guys have been doing since the 80s when you all left Emporia State after graduating. Let's start off with Greg Crossover, COO of, that's Chief Operating Officer, Equity Bank in Wichita, joining us on the Sutherland studio line. Good morning, Greg. Hello, Greg.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, we're good, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Nice to hear your voice.
We'll be good. Well, I don't know about that, but 1985 graduate?
1985.
Boy, Les Stafford was all over that. So we'll get back to you.
Les is a lot older than that.
Oh, boy. Never miss an opportunity. All right, in studio is Ken Hush, retired from BLI, also from Koch Industries, and a resident of Lake Cahola, a 1981 graduate of the university. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Steve and everyone.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
And next, Les Stafford, who also a 1981 graduate, tennis partner, and we will get to their tennis careers at Emporia State, but Ken Hush's partner, and they were pretty darn good. And He is now the head tennis coach at Emporia State, coaching both the men and the women. Good morning, Les.
Morning. Thanks for having us, Steve.
Hey, we're happy to have you. Great to have you. And then Shane Shively, who needs no introduction, but he's president and CEO of the ESU Foundation, and he's responsible for this series that we got together. We had a lunch. We talked about it. I didn't think you were ever going to get back to me, but when you did, you had a barn burner.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I don't know if this is week 7 or 8, something like that, but boy.
Six.
Is it six? Okay.
Yeah. I've got them written down over here.
We'll go for as long as you'll allow us because this is a lot of fun.
Well, we've got 10 scheduled, and then we've agreed that we're going to start doing first and third Wednesdays, and we'll do it for a long time. Because guess what? There's a lot of stuff at Emporia State to talk about.
You bet.
You know, I'm probably a little better suited to talk about tennis than biology. But let's go back to Greg Kossover. And I know you're not the oldest in the room. I guess we've established that. But how far back do you remember you guys when you'd get together? I think it probably started when you started having reunions and coming back to honor George or things like that. But the conversations about maybe improving the tennis facilities at the university.
Yeah. quickly, I remember that I spoke about this a couple of years ago. Steve, I remember meeting Ken and Les and George in the late 1970s and being blown away that two guys and a coach in Emporia could be playing tennis at the level that they were playing it at, which had a significant influence on my decision to come to Emporia State. And then, I don't know, Ken, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, there was this push to do something a little more with the George Milton courts, and that's when Ken and I sat down and started figuring out, you know, what could we do and how could we help the university and the community. And we had a series of lunches and very informal, and came up with the plan more or less that's being built today. And it was a very enjoyable experience.
Well, and you're given credit, at least by Shane, you're given credit for being the guy. You guys were looking at the different options, and you were the guy that said, hey, if we're going to do this, let's do it right and let's do the whole thing. And that's kind of what we've got. Would you agree?
Well, I don't know that I get credit for that. I am delighted that Emporia State and Emporia, after all these years, is going to have an indoor facility. You know, Steve, when I think about what Ken and Les did coming out of Emporia and being the type of players they are, which is all championship level all the time, they did that without the benefit of indoor tennis. And it's a big disadvantage to not have that type of facility available to a player. Now that is available to the folks in Emporia, not only does it help Emporia State and the athletes and the students and the faculty, but I'm also hopeful that some of the younger players in Emporia and their parents can take advantage of that and maybe attract some more people to the game.
Well, you said indoor facility. You had the gym. I mean, you...
No. Nobody could return Ken and Les' serve on basketball courts.
I couldn't see a damn thing in there. I don't know about you guys, but it was tough.
It was tough. Greg's incredibly kind with his comments, Steve, and humble as always. But he's been the motivation behind this, the brains behind it, and really, you know, setting the bar up high, incredibly high, and taking it to that next level, like Shane pointed out.
Well, and Shane gives you the credit for maybe being the guy that had the overall vision, and probably because you've been in a lot of places, you probably played in a lot of indoor facilities, and you had some pretty good preconceived ideas, and a lot of them are getting incorporated.
Yeah. Well, thanks. We have done. In fact, Greg was part of a few facilities itself, and Les has too, and that's probably why, you know, taking the vision and the ideas and then applying the day-to-day and what's going to be pragmatic in the new facility has complemented so well together.
Aaron, our tour, I was impressed, and I know you were too, with the fact that they didn't cut a corner anywhere. I mean, everything in there is first class.
Yeah, it's a top-notch facility. It'll be nice when they have an open house and and others can see how well conceived the plan was and how well the construction is at that facility.
Les, you got to be like a kid in a candy shop.
You know, I just fell into the right situation at the right time here. I'm extraordinarily lucky. You know, with Greg and Ken spearheading this whole project, this has been, it's going to be a fabulous facility.
You know, in a reading the briefing about you, and I know these other guys have done stuff as well, but you started a tennis scholarship clear back when you were graduating from college. I mean, in 82, the year after you graduated. So you've wanted Emporia State Tennis to flourish for a long time.
And, you know, your college years are what you remember the most, and it's so formidable to everybody that's gone to college, and the experience at Emporia State overall is fantastic. And now to have this tennis facility here for our teams and others is it's just a wonderful situation.
Greg, how involved have you been as this unfolded in the planning and the size and shape of this?
Well, Shane and Allison Garrett and Ken and I and the folks on the development team at Emporia State early on had several meetings to make sure we had the design right, make sure that we ended up with tennis courts that where we could play any type of match that we wanted to, you know, spaced appropriately and built for a long time to come. And then I sort of just stepped out and let Shane and those guys do what we had agreed to do. And I think that Shane and Ken have, since construction began, have done an awesome job of making sure that Conco, who I know those folks well, they do a great job, built what we set out to build. And I think they have mission accomplished.
Shane, that brings you up. It's a good segue. Talk about the process. How, I mean, this thing, these guys said, hey, we're willing to put our money where our mouth is, but it took a little bit beyond that. I mean, that's a great way to start. You can't start without Greg Kossover and Ken Hoesch, but how do you fill in the rest of the blanks?
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, this type of project should show our community and our campus what's possible. And what we had was visionaries, and we had visionaries for a long time. I can remember, well, Ken Hoesch and I go, and we go back a few years. I can remember being hired at Emporia State, and I had to venture down to Koch headquarters and meet some of our great alums down there. And Ken and I kind of hit it off, if you will, right off the bat, and look at him as a mentor. And we talked about the lack of facilities at Emporia State, not just tennis, but across the board. And so you can go back 15 or so years and talk about where maybe the seed had been planted or the idea. And from there, you know, it takes a vision. It takes folks that are committed to doing it and doing it right. And from there, it's contagious. So, you know, I thought this was one of those types of projects. And, you know, we've been through a couple campaigns and, you know, fundraising type campaigns. And when you set the vision high, investors will follow. And so that's really what this has turned out to be, is not cutting corners. And being top first class within the MIAA. And for the first time, you know, we're not talking about doing more with less. It's let's see what we can do with the best facility in the conference.
And that's less double S, right?
That's not, yeah. Not,
we've got the less.
We've got the less.
We're doing both.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing both. Well, what do you – I hesitate to bring this up, but Greg Ray was with us yesterday, and he brought this up because he's heard people say, why would they spend that kind of money on a tennis project? And part of that answer is, number one, it's all private money. So that's part of the answer, but it's not the whole answer.
Well, yeah, it's not the whole answer. You know, what you've got to do is first and foremost, that you're right. This is 100% privately funded up to this point and donor-driven, you know. And so you want to be a part of projects like that. And you're going to need to be a part of projects like that, because if you look at higher education and the way that the funding model is changing, you don't have donors or investors that want to maintain par, if you will, or status quo. And so to keep the lights on is not motivating. They want to inspire excellence in our faculty, staff, and students. And so this type of project does just that, if you ask me. And so, again, you go back into campaign mode and you set the bar high and you find out what's possible.
Les, have you used this in recruiting?
Oh, absolutely. I started from the day I got here a couple of years ago, and there was already drawings and everything of what the facility was going to look like, and that's one of the first things you pull out when you get a recruit in your office and sitting there and pull out, this is what you're going to be playing in, and their eyes just light up. You know, there's not very many facilities like this around in the whole nation. And, you know, the idea they get to come and use this facility is a heck of a recruiting bonus.
How available will it be beyond the tennis team? Do you have a feel for that?
We're still working through a few things as far as the specifics of how it's going to be used. Obviously, the tennis team has first choice on some, you know, our matches and all that, and then how this is going to be open to other people how we're going to do this hasn't been decided yet.
Probably the outdoor courts a lot more accessible than the indoor courts.
Yeah, the outdoor courts are going to be there. The indoor courts, on how we're going to have people to be able to get into the building and stuff, is we're still looking at.
All right, we're visiting with the guys that are key to this, to the Crossover Tennis Center, which is about completed up on the Emporia State campus. Greg Crossover, Ken Hush, Les Stafford, all former ESU tennis players. And we've talked a lot about the project. We're going to take a break. And we come back, we're going to talk about these guys. We're going to find out what they've been doing since the 80s. When they all graduated from Emporia State, and it's pretty intriguing stuff, so stick with us. Bruce Davis Construction makes it all possible. You're listening to KVOE. We're live and local.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot, to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis Construction will give you quality work. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent jobs, including the addition of Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendo, and the David Trailer Zoo. Bruce Davis Construction. Call 342-5001. Bruce Davis Construction.
And action!
Don't miss the Flint Hills Rodeo, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Strong City. KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM. Live. It's pro rodeo at its best and local.
The one you depend on, KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. It is time now for a check of local headlines being brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Their dining room is open with safe social distancing, but they're still offering convenient curbside service as well. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about the meat. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, here is Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everybody. It's a busy for Emporia City and Lyon County Commissioners today. As a matter of fact, County Commissioners are into a study meeting now. They'll have an action session at 9 o'clock tomorrow in the courthouse. City Commissioners have their action session coming up at 1:30 this afternoon at the Municipal Courtroom. A Hartford woman is set to begin the court process this month after being charged with animal cruelty in the case of dogs taken from her home. First appearance for Rhonda Staggs is coming up the afternoon of June 14th. And Unbound Gravel is almost here. Final preparations taking place in downtown Emporia here today. We'll have details coming up at 12:10 this afternoon on KVOE and KVOE.com. Your KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon in 74. Clear, though, for tonight and 55. Sunny and 81 for Thursday. Sunny and 85 for both Friday and Saturday. From the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thank you, Chuck. We're seeing a 7-mile-an-hour north wind, a mostly sunny sky, and a 69 degrees. Headlines, a service of Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Their dining room is open with safe social distancing, but they're still offering convenient curbside service as well. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about the meat.
All right, welcome back to the on-air chat as we talk about philanthropy at Emporia State University. And we got, as Steve Harvey would say, we got a good one today, folks.
We do have a good one.
This is an example of that. And as we visit with Greg Kossover, Ken Hush, Les Stafford, as they're the guys that are making the new tennis complex a reality. And time to do a little bio stuff. And we're going to start with Greg Kossover. You still with us, Koss?
Hello, Steve.
I don't know how we get an hour of your time, but I'm glad we got it arranged. Hey, talk a little bit about your career, what you've done, and you know, I'm looking at the bio they gave me, and they talk about you being in the hotel business, and I know that because you helped me get in the hotel business, and then you were a little bit with a development group, a physicians development group, and now you're a banker. But what you don't have on here that I see is, gosh darn it, you started out in the savings and loan business in Emporia, didn't you?
I did, and I went to work for Joe Lake and Randy Schaefer and Joe Morris in 1984. I was still a student at Emporia State. You know, Steve, I go back to my very first days on campus with you and your family and lots of people in Emporia, Kesslers and Metcalfs and others, and Emporia was very much my second home from the time I went to school there in 81. And then I left in 1992, left the banking industry to go to work with Jack DeBoer. We turned out building some hotels together from the late 90s into about 2010 or 11, and had a great run. And then I went back into banking here for the last decade, and I've been very fortunate to be a part of Equity Bank and Equity Bank Shares. And as we've grown this bank to one of the largest in Kansas, and so Emporia State, I will plug them shamelessly. They gave me a whole lot of head start in what's turned out to be a very blessed career, more than I deserve.
You know, I don't think I ever played tennis with you because you weren't quite as accommodating as Les and Ken. But we played quite a bit of softball together. How much fun was that softball team?
I got to tell you, I still have those T-shirts hanging up in my closet. And they don't fit anymore, but I still have dreams of Saturday afternoon at the Value Line softball team.
Yeah, and you mentioned Dwight Metcalf, Jim Kessler, Joe Indris, Scotty Jennings. Scotty Jennings is a great story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. In fact, I have to say that I had a reason to talk to Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal here in the last few weeks, and Bill's fighting ALS as well. And Scotty's name came up, and we chatted about Scotty. He is an absolute legend, and as you all know, an incredible human being. And he is still fighting that and leading the way for a lot of research and a lot of really awesome things around that disease.
Yeah, not many guys diagnosed with ALS in the 80s still alive today, and Scotty is. So we used to give him a lot of hard time about all the bandages and stuff he wore on his ankles, but what a guy. And, of course, Joe Indris is one of our teammates, too, and he's had a stroke, but he's recovered and playing golf and driving a car. So good times in Emporia, huh?
Yeah, it was wonderful. And it makes it really easy. This all comes full circle to the topic of the day. It just makes it real easy when Ken and Shane call up and say, hey, we want to do something with this complex. And you think about the footings that Emporia State and Emporia provided to a person like me, way more than I deserved. It's a pleasure to give back.
And before we let you go, you've You've made a name for yourself in Wichita. You were the 40. They recognized 40 business people under the age of 40. You were one of those in 2002. 2015, you won a CFO award. And then the Wichita Business Journal named you to their CFO Hall of Fame in 2021. I guess that's just that's current. So you've done well, my bud, my friend.
Well, thanks. It just means I'm getting old.
Huh, I think I've heard that somewhere before. So Greg Kossover, who obviously did his part on this because his name is on the building, and that's pretty cool because I know your dad's name or your family's name is on the tennis complex in Topeka too. So that's great legacy.
Yep, it all starts with them, and they made sure that my sisters and I were going to have college provided for one form or another, and they did that. And of course, I chose Emporia State. And you know, if we don't look back on the people that helped us get to where we got to, then this all doesn't really matter much. And so I was very blessed, Steve, to have the parents and the family that I had, and I feel very grateful for that as well.
Well, and then when you got to Emporia State, your coach, talk about a legend, George. George is a lot of things, but he's a great friend, and I think you think he was a great coach.
Yeah, George is awesome. I said a couple years ago when we were getting ready for the ribbon cutting, the groundbreaking, I mean, that the three reasons I came to Emporia State were Ken and Les and George, one, John Rich in the accounting department, two, and the fact that I had some people in Topeka that were encouraging me to go to Emporia State. You couldn't have asked for a better blend of academics and athletics between two guys like John Rich and George Milton. And George is the legend, and he is all of that, and still plays a mean game of tennis, too.
Yeah, what, 85, 86 now? Something like
that. It's incredible.
We're hoping George is listening in this morning. Well, Greg, thank you. Stick with us. We've got a lot more to talk about, but we're going to switch gears and see if Ken Hoosh can upstage you a little bit. I don't know. I mean, he's the youngster in this group, Ken, but Casas, and he's still doing it.
Well, I wish we had Greg. I wish we were 5 years younger or Greg was 5 years older. If we had Greg on our team, it would have been just monumental, and for all a plethora of reasons.
Well, so, you and Les, I know, set a record, both of you making it into the singles draw at the national tournament a couple of times as teammates. Typically, a team will have one great singles player, but you guys did it together. And who won when you guys played?
You know, Les. Oh, yeah. We joke.
They're pointing
about
at
it.
Each other.
We don't remember who won; it's who lost. I always remember my losses and what the takeaways can be from that. So, whether it's athletics or business or life learning, so. But
well, tell us about your career.
You know, appreciate it. I'm not as accomplished as Greg or as Les in their respective fields, but I'm like Greg. Went down the business path. I was fortunate enough to get on with Koch Industries out of Wichita when they were much, much smaller. They moved me around. I eventually went into the global part of the international part of the business and moved around quite a bit and traveled and developed markets. And so I like developing things and having a vision to what could be and then trying to see if we can accomplish it. And, you know, so I did that and made a career of it and retired a handful of years ago and kind of got bored after a little bit. And so I've been consulting for, you know, BLI Rentals lastly for a 3-year period and doing some other things now. So I obviously from Emporia, you know, Les and I both, and it was a natural to come here. We had jobs and frankly, Greg touched on it. I mean, Emporia State, not only do you have, you know, everything that's available here locally, but as well as my family was here. My parents, my gosh, they supported me throughout my entire life in various ways. And brother and sisters would come to matches where, regardless of where they were at. And so, boy, I was the luckiest guy in the world to do both high school and college here.
Well, and you with Coke, you said you were in the international side for a while. You lived in what, Monaco for a while?
Yeah, I lived in Monaco and Italy twice, two different times. I lived in Syria and Turkey and in England. So jumped around and did a lot of those things.
I want to know, you've got, and we'll circle back to Greg because we didn't ask him, but your offsprings, you got what, two daughters?
I have two daughters, and you know, they're in their early 30s now, and they tried all sports growing up, and of course we lived in different places all over, and so, but anyways, they gravitated back towards tennis always, and in fact, you know, I was very fortunate. Les was, when we moved back to Wichita, and the girls were early teens, Les was around, and guys, our teammates like Gary Gehringer and everything. But I was fortunate enough to have a gentleman around who would agree to hit my daughters named Greg Kossover. And he was a gift to my daughters, not just from a hitting and practicing partner, but, you know, again, like my parents taught me, what are you learning from everything? And I'd always reinforce that to the girls, and they would come back and every day after hitting, oh, Mr. Kossover said this and that, and yeah, those are good points, and got to work on that. And so he's been an incredible influence for my daughters.
I'm going to interrupt you here because you called him Mr. Kossover. And I'm wondering, yep. So did you have Greg, because you were too nice. You remember the first time
yes.
we met?
Yes.
You were what, eighth grade?
Yep. Yes.
I bet that was the only time you played in the second division.
Oh, boy.
And we're paired.
Probably.
And we're paired. And Ken walks up and says, Mr. Souter, my dad said that I need to show you a lot of respect. And I remember complaining about a call, and he said, you're right.
So, yes, sir.
So maybe you employed Kossover to teach your daughters to be just a little more nasty on the
court.
You
know my daughters. Greg, he's highly competitive, obviously, but he's incredible as an individual. But I did teach like mom and dad taught me. My girls called everybody Mr. and Mrs., for a long time. So.
Well, I was thrilled today you called me Steve. So maybe we arrived. Your daughters both went to Marquette, is that right?
They did. They did. They both went and played tennis there and enjoyed their careers, and then both now live in Michigan. So
you got grandkids?
I have one granddaughter who's a mini-me of my one daughter. And so, yeah, she's 5.5 years old and a lefty. So she's gravitating towards golf or tennis, but having fun at it. So,
of course, you were chairman of the board of the ESU Foundation back in 2009 to 2011. I remember those days. I was on your executive committee, and you and Art Bloomer were kind of bigger than life.
Well, I don't know about that. I think, you know, like Greg was being quoted, if you're going to do it right. And taking that one step further, whether the phrase difference maker or just raising the bar or just whatever you can do that's possibly part of that vision. And I've had a lot of coaching over the years from my incredible friend Gary Shear. In fact, he was behind the scenes, very much part of this before we even rolled it out to the university. From a planning and perspective and looking at from a higher ed standpoint and some ideas on fundraising, because a lot of it was done pre-presentation to the university. So, but no, if you're going to do something, let's raise the bar. And, you know, like Gary always said, hey, it's about the students. And, you know, whether it's today's students and or particularly futuristic, and how can we move that forward? And hopefully, like Shane mentioned, you know, this tennis complex and could be used as an example and a model for the other programs throughout the university system, whether they're athletic or academia or, you know, of the arts or whatnot.
We take a minute. You've been honored by the university numerous times, Athletic Hall of Honor. Service citation, and just recently, right in the middle of the pandemic, distinguished alum.
Well, thank you very much. There's a gajillion others that are more worthy of it, but I appreciate the recognition, and you know, it'll be fun. I think, you know, even though those recognitions have been given to me, I've always said that, you know, and this is where the tennis thing comes in, is, you know, and again, it's a family thing that Greg touched on, you know, with his family, is it's the true essence of team. And, you know, I wouldn't have had or be here today where I was, or accomplish the things, or been able to simply experience and or fail at a lot of things if it wasn't for the teammates I've had, in whether it's athletics or business or career, and also support around me.
Well, it lets people know where your heart is, and you're indebted to the university, and you're paying it back, and we appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Les, I know you appreciate these guys. And your career, you stayed with tennis. Your whole career has been tennis, has it not?
Pretty much, yes. I when I graduated, I started teaching at a club down in Wichita. Spent a brief time as a took a job with Merrill Lynch. And my last week of training was the October of 87 crash. Back then. So I stuck around for a couple years there, but that wasn't a whole lot of fun right then in the market. Then got a chance and got the head coaching job at Wichita State and was there for 15 years. After that, then I got back into coaching and at a club there in Wichita again. And then this opportunity here opened up at Emporia State, and it was just time to come home and come back to Emporia. It's just kind of home.
Well, we're glad to have you, and of course, obviously, the opportunity couldn't be better.
Yes, like I said earlier, the timing of me coming back here, and then with all that Greg and Ken had done with this facility, and now getting to break in the facility and use it, this is a very good time to be at Emporia State Tennis.
All right. What about don't you have a daughter? Do you have kids?
I've got two kids, one daughter, one son.
Okay.
Four grandkids.
You're a little more prolific than.
And even been able to keep a wife. So,
okay.
Careful.
good old Les. You played competitive tennis for a long time. Ken did for a while, but you, according to the briefing, 15 years is the number one ranked doubles team, doubles player. One of the doubles player, and what, 7 years as the number one singles player. And I'm talking in the state of Kansas. And Ken, I think off air, mentioned you guys, your schedule back when you guys were in college, you were playing probably a 30-year schedule was against Division I schools, and Division II didn't hardly exist. And you guys proved you could play with anybody.
You know, it was fun. Ken and I grew up literally a block away from each other. Well, if we jumped through a few backyards, a block away from each other. And would get on our bicycles and ride to the nearest court and start playing. And that's how we kind of got started.
You remember where
we started? Yeah, it's just not very far from here. On the old
here. The little pond at C of E here?
C of E. Yeah,
the two courts were right behind it.
Really, there were courts at C of E? I don't remember that.
It was the old.
They weren't very good, but neither were we, so it didn't matter at that point.
They were blacktop with fence nets and weeds.
Yeah.
So, on the court. So,
but they were close.
They were close. We could get on our bikes and jump up there, and off we went, and that's where we started practicing. And then I had the privilege of playing with probably the best doubles player I've ever played with in best doubles player at Emporia State with Ken for a good part of my career here. Everything just kind of fell into place.
So it's a good segue. You guys, two Emporia kids and a kid from Topeka, because I think Kossover had his share of accomplishments as well. and you guys are as good as it's ever been at Emporia State. So what's your recruiting? How do you – can you recruit? Can you compete? I know the MIAA is evidently
pretty – it's very good.
Pretty good. So
very good. We had a team that made the – well, on the women's side, they made the semis in national. So they took third or fourth. They don't play it off. And on the men's side, there was two teams in the top 20, and the one out of here ended up taking lost in the quarters at nationals.
So that's tough, but that's not like Northwest Missouri in football and basketball. What's it going to take? What's it going to take for Emporia State to be at the national tennis tournament and competing?
You know, I think obviously you got to get the talent to start with. You know, the new facility coming in does nothing but attract good talent coming in here, seeing that place and the Crossover Center. And it really opens your eyes. As you took your tour yesterday, it's impressive. And so you got to get good players,
but do you
and they
got to
work hard.
Do you got to get kids from Czechoslovakia, or can you win with Kansas kids?
I think there needs to be probably a little mixture of both. I've got next year we only lost one on the guy's side, and I've got a Wichita kid coming in on that. And on the ladies' side, we'll have four coming in, one from Wichita, one from little town right outside Tulsa, and then two international players coming in.
So you got some new people coming.
Yes.
So,
and you know, that's
it. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know, Steve, it's – you ask a great question, what's it take to compete again? That's all Les and his coaching. I think where you mentioned as well is, can we get Kansas kids? I mean, and the cool thing about what Greg Crossover mentions is there's a Crossover Tennis Center, you mentioned, in Topeka, Kansas. And I'm guessing every high school tennis player has probably played some tournament there in their high school career. I know my daughters did 2-3 times a year, every year in high school. So by what this facility, the new facility that Greg has been leading at ESU, it gives automatic continued exposure to Emporia. So Topeka has it. So that exposure hopefully will be help the creating of the recruiting base as high school. The university, is it a great university? Absolutely. That's a check of the box. You know, scholarships, we're going to be working on that. You know, and seeing what we could do there. So, again, having the vision, we've already been speaking at a handful of us. So hopefully it's laying the groundwork and setting a new platform to step up on to really allow Les to recruit that.
Well, Les, and Ken mentioned scholarships, and I know you have a scholarship budget, but realistically, to be competitive, have you got to have more? Would it help?
Obviously, well, I think most of the schools, the top schools that we play against are pretty much fully funded, and we're not. And as much as the Crossover Center is going to be a fantastic place, if you're the father or mother of some kid and another school is offering them twice the amount of money that we are, that's a hard argument to go against.
But it's somewhere where we can help. If you're a tennis enthusiast, or if you just want to help, do a tennis scholarship and add to that base, because that's the only way you're going to get more is by people donating, because it's not going to come from the school. And the foundation can do what they can do. They're responsible for a lot of what you have now. But I'm just trying to make a play for tennis scholarships.
No, absolutely. Well, it's got to be tough, the higher ed environment right now, from a state trickle-down situation. The dollars are going to be most likely less and less on a go-forward basis. So switching to the other side, how can private individuals and groups, you know, continue to work on solving those problems? It's cool. Greg mentioned, and you did, some of the historical Emporians that have carried that flag for a long time, and hopefully we can start to develop and cultivate the next group and entourage that comes through to carry that flag.
Okay, my producer's telling me we need to get a break in. I thought I had it under control, but we'll do that. When we come back, Greg, I want to know what your kids are doing. I know a little bit, but I don't know the whole story. And we'll do that after the break. You're listening to KVOE. We're live and local.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot, to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis Construction will give you quality work. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent jobs, including the addition of Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendo, and the David Trailer Zoo. Bruce Davis Construction, call 342-5001. Bruce Davis Construction.
Our website has a new look. Log on to KVOE.com and check it out.
Ooh, they have the internet on computers now.
KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM. Live and local.
KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM. Live and local. It's time now for sports headlines being brought to you by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. Newman Regional Health. Now with KVOE Sports Headlines, here is Greg Ray.
Thank you, Scott, and good morning. Andrew Benintendi's Grand Slam and two home runs by Salvador Perez powered the Kansas City Royals to a 10-5 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates last night. Benintendi drove in the Royals' first run with a single in the first inning, gave the Royals the lead for good with that fifth-inning Grand Slam. Salvador Perez hit a two-run home run in the fourth inning, added a solo home run in the seventh. Freddie Singer, the winning pitcher, goes 5 2/3 innings. He gave up 5 runs on 8 hits, also struck out 6, walked only 1. Royals are off today. They'll be back in action on Thursday when they open up a series against the Minnesota Twins. Royals now at 27-26 for the season. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Brooklyn Nets eliminated Boston 123-109 to win the series 4-1. Phoenix has taken a 3-2 lead over the Los Angeles Lakers with a 115-85 win, and Denver outscored Portland 147-140 in double overtime. Nuggets lead that series 3-2. 4 members of the Emporia High softball team named to the All-Centennial League team. Shaylee Ginter and Kaylee Thomas are second team selections. Gracie Gilpin and Kaylee Reimer are honorable mentions. CBSSports.com also ranking their top 100 players in the NFL. 6 Chiefs are on the list. 3 are in the top 20. Leading the way is Patrick Mahomes at number 1. Travis Kelce ranked 5th. Tyreek Hill 13th. 3 defensive players on the list. Chris Jones at 30th. Tyrann Mathieu 34th. And L'Jarius Sneed at 100. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.
Thank you, Greg. Sports Headlines, a service of Newman Regional Health. Quality health care close to home. Newman Regional Health.
All right, welcome back. We've got about 6 minutes left here on the on-air chat as we talk about the Kossover Tennis Complex on the campus of Emporia State University. And Greg Kossover, Ken Hush, Les Stafford, Shane Shively are our guests. These are the guys that have been have made this all possible. And, Greg, I didn't let you talk about your offsprings, and you've got some talented kids. Tell us about them, please.
Yeah, before I do that, let me go back to a couple of things. First of all, Ken and Les are being pretty humble about things. They were the absolute best that we ever saw on the men's side at Emporia State, and then they carried that into adult tennis for a very long time. And what I think is interesting about that for me in this facility is they were talking about playing on, you know, blacktop courts with metal nets and weeds growing up, and look at what they were able to accomplish. And the point is, as we talk about recruiting and having Les back on campus and coaching, and Ken back involved, champions come from people and not facilities. It starts with the people. It starts with the desire to do what Ken and Les and George did. And having a facility is nice, but it really is about attracting the right people to the program. And most of us, almost all of us, don't make our living in tennis. And you look at the academic and cultural platform that Emporia State provides to a lot of people. It starts with that. And then, yeah, we need great tennis players, and we need the tennis players that Les has now to keep improving, and they're doing that. And so the future is bright, and the facility is a nice to have, but boy, it starts with the people. And speaking of people, I didn't have the opportunity along the way to get to know Les's kids, but you also mentioned Jillian and Rachel Hush, and I had so much fun hitting with them when they were coming through high school. I had way more fun and got way more out of it than they ever did. So congratulations to Ken for raising a couple of daughters that are complete rock stars. Yeah, I've got what I consider to be six kids, Steve. I had Rachel and I had three, and then I've got two more in a second marriage. And then my oldest, Ethan, is now married. And so 3 weeks ago, I graduated two from Wichita State at the same time, my son and daughter-in-law. And then I graduated my daughter the next day from K-State. And I've got two at the University of Oklahoma, and I've got a senior in high school that is also playing tennis and is a lot of fun for me to watch and participate in what he's doing.
Is Harris going to be a senior?
He is going to be a senior.
Yeah, and we just mm-hmm. and one of his teammates is coming to Emporia State, right?
Yep, and Jaden Treadway is going to go play for Les. Jaden is one of those kids that you cut him in half and all of his rings are perfect. He's a great kid from a great family, and I'm very excited. He chose Emporia State not only because of Les, but because I believe his father is an Emporia State grad and works for Koch Industries mm-hmm. and understands what Emporia State can do for him for a foundation for a career in business.
And then Ethan, Les was telling, or I think Ken was telling us, disqualified for NCAA Nationals?
Well, he made it to the West Region and finished 17th in the steeplechase in the West Region on Saturday. The top 12 go to Nationals. He got close, but not quite. But he was a American Athletic Conference champion 2 weeks ago down in Florida.
So you got to be proud of him. I guess you're proud of all of them, huh?
They all turned out well, and I'm very proud of them. And very fortunate to be the father to the six kids that I am.
Okay, well, we got to wrap this thing up, so I'm going to come back to you. But final thoughts, Les?
You know, when the facility gets open and you get a chance to come out and see it, you don't need an invitation. Come on out and open the door and say hello.
Be a proud papa, huh?
Yes.
How much use will you get out of the office that's in the Kossover Family Tennis Complex? Shane told me yesterday that your office in the Hyper will still be available, but I assume you'll be out at the complex all the time.
Yes, I'll be mostly based out of the complex there.
So it's a beautiful place. Ken?
You know, Aaron, Steve, thanks just for letting us talk about it today. We're proud of it, obviously. I mean, you know, Greg, Les, and I, we don't like to lose on things, and this is an opportunity to just, you know, bring something that's hopefully going to be a winning type of environment and a driver for the future. So thanks to everyone involved, you know, and those that weren't mentioned today and all the contributing factors that everybody's provided.
Greg, final thought?
Yeah. First of all, Steve, thanks for having us. You do a great job with this program. I think we're talking to you today because we're part of a series of people that are trying to give back to Emporia State, and our topic happens to be tennis. But for any listener out there, anytime we have a chance to give back to the university and the place that really created the foundation for most of our adulthoods, I think we all should give it serious consideration. And certainly I'm glad to participate with Shane and Ken and Les and Allison and everybody involved in this project.
All right. Thank you, guys. Shane, I'll let you have the final word. You're the beneficiary of some pretty pretty cool customers here.
Well, you're exactly right, and I don't know how to follow this entire group. The last hour just gives us a sample of the great work. And we talked about, Greg talked about the power of people, and that's how you win championships is through people. And you couldn't ask for a better group of individuals and investors in a project that a lot of folks never dreamed of within our community or on our campus. So I love what I do. I'm telling you, it raises the hair on the back of my neck to talk about accomplishment and champions and winners. And right now we're surrounded by them. So thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
All right. That's going to put a cork in it for us. Thanks to Greg Kossover, Ken Hurst, Les Stafford, Shane Shively. Hey, guys, we got through this, and we didn't get to any of those stories we couldn't get to.
those are for off-air purposes only.
There you go. Take us home, Aaron.
Thanks for listening to the on-air chat. We've been brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001. The Talk of Emporia is next. Flint Hills Rodeo is the topic. This is KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and local.